together here, we always thank God for being our friend and letting us be his friend, right? And have a seat, Trey. You want to pass it back? We've been partners. Okay. So here's a story about when Jesus went and found him 12 friends. It says, here they are catching fish, and there's a big ocean of all the fish. Everyone who heard Jesus was amazed at his teaching. It was all so new, and he spoke with such authority. When he began to heal those who were sick, the good news spread like wildfire. People came from far and near, and Jesus was busy from morning till night. He never had a moment to himself. Wherever he went, crowds gathered. He was tired, but he never turned people away. One day, there was such a crowd on the lake shore that Jesus got into Peter's boat. "Row with me a little way out," he said, and he taught the people from there. Afterward, Jesus told Peter to go out further and let down the nets for a catch. "We worked hard all night," Peter said, "and we didn't catch a thing. But if you say so." Peter and Andrew let down the nets and caught so many fish that the nets were breaking. See how the nets are all breaking? No, you want to see right there? There's all the fish are jumping out. They're getting out. "Come and help us," they shouted to their partners, James and John, in the second boat, and they filled up both boats. "Now," Jesus said, as they made for the shore, "I want you to leave your fishing and come with me. From now on, you'll be catching people." Not all of Jesus' friends were fishermen. One day, Jesus found Matthew sitting in his office. "Follow me," Jesus said, and Matthew did. And men like Matthew collected tax from the Jews to pay the Romans. They often grew rich by charging more than they should have. So it wasn't surprising they were hated and despised. Matthew gave a feast, a dinner for Jesus at his house, and all the people were shocked that Jesus went. At night, when the crowds went home, Jesus often went up to the hills to a lonely place where he could be quiet and pray. Sometimes he prayed all night. After a long night of prayer, Jesus chose 12 of his loyal followers to be his special friends. And all of those 12 people who were Jesus' special friends, they made friends and told them about Jesus. And those people made some more friends and told them about Jesus. And after a long time, here was us, and we're all Jesus' friends too, right? Because all these people, and so because everybody tells their friends about Jesus, and we get to be Jesus' friends. It's so important. So can we pray the way we do that? And I'm going to say words, you say that, okay? Dear God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for letting me be your friend. Help me make friends for Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I think some of you